Blog Talk Radio.
So, Lisa, I'm glad we're here, and welcome to those who are listening now or later. And I'm glad you're here, Lisa. Lisa and I co-host the show together, so she and I have some wonderful times. And so, welcome everybody, as I said, listening now or later. So, if it's okay, I added this in. I thought you would appreciate it. How are you, by the way? I'm just talking away and just not saying. And you probably got your own stuff going on there. I'm just glad you're here. So anyway.
It's always an honor to be a part of this show, Tori. And I am blessed that we do this together and that we're able to have the connection and the relationship that we do to bring our life experiences to our listeners. And hopefully what we've experienced can help somebody down the road. So I'm truly blessed. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, you bet. So, you know, I know that you're getting really familiar and using Reiki yourself, and you just had some trainings, which is a good thing. So I decided that I wanted to not only do it about the Reiki and how to make the chakras and the energy centers and or the energy centers work better, but what are three things that you can do working with the chakras? We'll talk about those, but what are three things that you can do to help you feel the best, you know, on a mind, body, spirit level? And so is it okay if we open there, up there, and we'll go into the chakras because that's important. But I think we can set this up where people get a little bit more out of it. Are you okay with that?
Oh, I love it. Yes, I'm pretty sure I'm going to learn something here as well. We always learn every time we talk, don't we?
Yeah, well, you and I always do, right? So, but I want to do that because you know a lot about things that, you know, we do and that we need. I'll open it up with this story. This morning, I get up at 0:30 a lot of times, and I do. And I'll start my day pretty early because a lot of times I have clients calling me from Europe, you know. And the other night I had somebody call me at 2 o'clock. She goes, "Are you still up? It's only 10 o'clock here." I was like, "Yeah, well, obviously I'm not up. I mean, I'm still up." So, but I told a friend of mine today, I said, I'm going to start getting taking my first client at 7 a.m. It's better because I need rest, you know. So that's a new thing that I'm doing. So rest is important, you know, and if you don't have rest and there's times I haven't gotten it or you're not sleeping well, then you say, okay, why am I not sleeping well? So one of the things that you can do, they have meditations, you know, on YouTube. And you can Google that. They also have Bible music about the, you know, scriptures that you can listen to. And I like that personally. I sound like a real Bible thumper, don't I? I'm not. Well, maybe I am. I don't know. But it's helped me relax, you know. So meditation is key. And then I have a meditation that I'm doing to create beta cells in my pancreas. But last night it put me to sleep, and I was so grateful for that. So I think meditation is one way that you can get, you know, that you can feel better. Because when you meditate, you're asking, you know, you're not asking, but you're, you know, listening to what God has to say. And I'm going to call God God and Jesus Jesus and Holy Spirit Holy Spirit, because people say the universe and all that. And I God always calls me T or Terry or Tari. I don't like Terry, but God will say that when he wants to get my attention. And I think that I like calling God God, just like I don't want anyone to come call me, "Hey woman, hey girl." And I think when you say, "Hey universe," it just doesn't, that's me, okay? What are your thoughts on that, Lisa? I know that's maybe a little off subject, but I like God and Jesus and Holy Spirit. What do you think?
Oh, I do too. I absolutely agree with you. And I'm like you, you know, not that we're Bible thumpers, and you know what? And if we are, so what? That's who we are. That's what we want to share. And Bible something
right.
Can mean a plethora of, you know, definitions. But we do reference the Bible, and I'm proud to say that I do reference the Bible in my daily life. I wish I could say that I follow it closer than I do, but, you know, I'm a human being, so I have my downfalls.
yeah, right, me too.
No, yeah. But, no, you know, when I think of the universe, I think of energy that just, the universe in and of itself brings, you know, the sun, the moon, the stars, that's the universe. I do
right.
Reference God, Jesus, and the angels and the Holy Spirit. Yes, I'm with you right along there. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what I do, because, you know, I know that God prefers to be called by his name, or the name of God, and so I prefer to be called, Terry, every once in a while when God wants to get my attention, he'll say, Terry, and I haven't been called Terry since I was a little girl, but I'm like, okay, I got to listen now, you know, not that she wouldn't listen. So that's something there. So sleep is really important. I think also meditation is super, super duper important, because when you meditate and you get into that rhythm, it's amazing, and you get answers. This morning I got an answer about something. I said, thank you. And, I was super happy about it. Those are a couple things that you can do there. And I'm going to give you more. What do you think about meditation, Lisa? I know that you do it differently, or, active meditation for you is Zumba. You like to Zumba and you go into your space and you relax and just to have fun, right? I mean, and having fun is a form of meditation.
When you and I were talking about, you know, our topic of discussion for the day, I was like, you know, let me just like look this up online and make sure I understand, you know, what it is that we are going to be discussing. And as soon as I read the first description, it was meditation. And I was like, yes, and meditation again can mean so many things to so many people. It's whatever you do in your life, right, that keeps you balanced, that allows you time to receive messages, or honestly, if it calms you. And I know Zumba probably doesn't sound like it's calming because it's very, very active, but it is like my happy space. You know, I can have the absolute worst day, the most stressful emotional experiences, and I get into Zumba and it's like I literally leave it at the door. I go in, I do my thing, and I go home. And it really does help to free your soul for me. So you have to do what's good for you. Yes.
Well, that's true. I like it. That's very good. And so it can be an active meditation. And people go, well, you can't lie. Not lie. Obviously you can't. People do, but anyway, it doesn't really matter. That's not what we're talking about. What I am going to say is that, you know, an active meditation is great. And you don't have to be, and it's okay if you are. But if you feel like you got in a spirit of prayer, that's fine. But, you know, sometimes doing Zumba are, for me, Pilates and ballet are a form of meditation. And I'm going to a spin class tonight. That is a form of meditation for me. It's God's ass out there having fun. Yeah, and having fun and laughing and joking. And, so that's what you do. You can have an active meditation. So, or you can have your head bowed and like I'm doing my sugar one for, you know, replacing the beta cells and it's working. And today, I get mad. I go, is it working? And they go, well, is your insulin being reduced? I go, well, yeah. And Jesus says, well, what do you think? I was like, you know what? It's working. So sometimes you question and that's okay. But meditation is key, sleep, eating right. And, you know, I mean, who doesn't love pasta? I'm doing a keto diet now because it's the best for me today. But who doesn't love a bowl of pasta, right? So eating well is another thing. And I know you're a big fan of that, Lisa, especially with your little grandson there, right? So what's your thoughts on eating well, water and all that? Because a lot of people don't like to drink water. I do, personally.
Huge. And, you know, for me personally, because of my lifestyle, meaning, you know, I do go to the gym. I try to get, you know, cardio in 2 to 3 times a week, strength training, resistance training. You know, I try to do that at least 4 to 5 days is my goal. And I notice when I, like you said, pasta, oh my gosh, a weakness for me. When I eat pasta and I absolutely love it, the next day it doesn't always love me. So, you know, we all have to listen to our bodies and say, you know, if I'm going to eat this, then I have to know what the consequences are. And if I'm going to eat this, I have to know that when I get to the gym the next day, it's going to be a struggle. and I can totally tell. So water as well. You mentioned water. We can't get enough in our system. And one of the girls that I used to take personal training from, she would say, drink enough water where your urine has no color in it. And that means that you're hydrated. Because if you start to see, especially a very dark color in, you know, like urine, dark yellow, then you're dehydrated. So the goal is to try to see the least amount of color in your urine. So hopefully that's not TMI, but that's kind of what I go by.
No, that's really good. Thank you. Because, thank you. So anyway, you know, I said we would give you guys more because we want to give you more to help you have energy and feel good. So we've got sleeping, eating, right? My two favorite hobbies. No, I'm not really. Anyway, meditation. And then what's the other one? It's prayer. You guys, I'm going to say this. I feel like, why would I go to anything less than God and the angels, you know, the Holy Trinity, the Holy, however you want to call it. And because they, you know, God's had a lot of practice. I mean, heck, he created us and created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. I still, he'd be a million years from now, I'd still be like, what? How do I do this? Right? You know, so I'm glad I'm God, you know, God loves me and I'm his child, right? But he does a great job in when you ask for something. I was looking up something today and I looked up this. I have these verses I pull out, and they're by Jesus. And it was in all you have to do is ask me, and I'm going to bring it to you. But you got to ask, and you got to say in my name. And I was like, okay. So that's one of the things that I've learned pretty recently, but I heard it again. And sometimes when I get things two or three times, it's something that I got to remember. So when you're asking for something, so this is something else to help you. God, I want to have lots of energy and I want to feel great. And I want you to tell me what I need to change. Maybe it's my food, my sleeping habits, my devotion, my meditation habits. You know, so I'm giving you a few things, Lisa and I both are. But when you pray, I always say, God, dear angels, dear Holy Spirit and Jesus, thank you for being here. And thank him for whatever I'm looking to create before I even get it, right? Because he always knows, or God always knows, and the Holy Family always knows. And then I say, thank you for bringing this, if this is your will. That's important to say, right? And I appreciate it so very much. And I pray in Jesus' name, I pray, amen, and so it is. But always say in Jesus' name, because I promise you when you could say that, then that's what it was said, what he said in God's love letter to us, which is the Bible. That's what God's love letter says. It's just say, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Okay? Then you'll make sure your prayers, you know, your prayers are answered, heard and answered. And I think that's important. What's your thoughts about that, Lisa?
Oh, no. I mean, everything you're saying is so on point with, you know, everything is in alignment with my thought process as well. I think with prayer is just talking to God and the angels. And I think that a lot of people get hung up on, like, what am I supposed to say? How am I supposed to say it? You know, you just basically are having a conversation, you know, quietly with God and the angels. And if it's thanking him, always, always thanking him and the Holy Trinity for things in your life, or thank you for being there and watching over us, and, you know, whatever it might be, just don't be afraid to have the conversation, I think is what we're both trying to say. Just talk and be thankful. And if you don't ask, you don't know. I think that's just in life in general. Whatever the situation is, if you don't ask, you don't know. And again, we don't always get what we want when we want it. It's when we're supposed to get it. So
right.
if
that's
you're struggling.
True.
Right. And I think that's one thing that we have to continuously remind ourselves of, that, you know, we might think that God and the angels aren't listening to us, but they really are. You know, they're listening to us. They just know when it's time for us to get what we're asking for. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, that's very true. And so those are some things right there. So sleep, eating right, water is a big one, because I don't like water, really. Well, I like living healthy. Water is a good thing. And
yes,
what you said about you know, when you go to the bathroom and your urine's clear, I was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, that means you're hydrated. So that's a good thing. And sleep and meditation and prayer, and just make sure that you say in Jesus' name, right? That's what God said to us in his love letter, or Jesus said to us, you know, and the God and Jesus and Holy Spirit are three in one. How cool is that, right? And so that's what you do. And then just thank him, you know, and you don't say thank you for bringing this or something better, because sometimes the form is not big enough for us, you know, what God wants to give us. So make sure that God, this or something better, right? Because, you know, a friend of mine goes, I would like to have a mansion. I go, oh, that's great. He says, you think I'm being selfish? I go, no. He goes, I'm getting a mansion so I can bring adults and kids in there, and that they can, you know, he's got his own idea about that, which is great. And that's what he wants to do. So, you know, if you want to do something, make sure you just say this or something better, you know, and that way you don't limit God on the form. And that's important, I think, too, as well. So on bringing up the prayer thing, we talked about the chakras last week, and we've talked it about a couple weeks. And we'll take a break, I think, after this week, I think, unless Lisa wants to talk about something. But your chakras, I see them as round disc, like you know, you've seen like the round balls on the school wall, or I think, you know, that's how I see it. How do you see it, Lisa? Do you see it like that, or some are different, or whatever? Are you, you know?
No, I think you're right. I mean, they are, you know, it's a visual that means something different to everybody. But as we have been talking, you know, these past couple of weeks, and I agree, you know, let's get through the Reiki and the chakras and all that and move on. But we just felt collectively that it was so important, because we are so focused on self-love, self-care, self-respect, that this is one tool of many, many tools that can help us all live a healthier lifestyle, you know, all the way around, you know, mind, body, spirit. So when I think of chakras, and just because I know the charts and I know what they look like, they are round, but they're like flowery, like they have petals, if you will. And the more points on each of these symbols, the stronger the energy field is in that area. And I know that we talked about, you know, like what each area represents. And when you had mentioned about clearing chakras, well, we're clearing them because they're blocked. So why would they be blocked? Maybe that's another question we need to answer. So
well, I'm
going to
answer it now. Okay, if it's okay, I would like to address that.
Yes.
So, you know, it's one of my clients. He's a man, actually. He says, are any of my chakras blocked? And I said, I looked at it. I go, what do you feel? And he goes, well, this is what I saw. And he said, because he meditates. And he said, this is what I saw. And I go, okay, well, that's cool. And it was his throat chakra. And he doesn't communicate, and neither does his girlfriend. So you can imagine what that looks like. She's very sarcastic, and he just is quiet. So both struggle with the same thing. So, you know, I'm going to say this, okay? You know, Lisa sees it a little different. So she sees it with petals in a circle in the different colors. So I don't see the petals, but what I do see is that's me, okay? And everybody's different. So the most important thing is when you're working on the chakras to see if any of them are blocked, yours first, that's what I would do. Then one of the things that you do is you go, dear God, Jesus and Holy Spirit, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping me open up my chakras. And then you go through each of them, okay? And Lisa and I went through them the other day. So let's do something. Let's start out with the heart chakra, you know, where your heart chakra is, because that what it looks like, okay, or you know what your heart looks like. It's a round circle with petals. The more petals, as Lisa said, the more, is it stronger? Is that the word you use, Lisa? I don't want to make a mistake here.
Yeah.
Is it stronger? Okay, it's more strong. And so, I see it as a round visual and or as a round circle. Either way, it's fine. You'll find your own way to see it. But one of the things that is really important to do is go through all seven of them and look at each of them. You can start at the top one, which is your crown chakra. You can start at the bottom one, which is your root chakra, you know, where it's right above your, at the, you know, your butt cheeks. I'll say it like that, so I hope it's okay. And, you know, and you can see what it looks like, whatever you want to do, or you start at the chakra. So let's start at the top chakra, and then we'll mix it up a little bit. And so you see how it's spinning, because the chakras will be spinning clockwise position, and you know that they're in a good order, okay, when they're spinning like that. And so clockwise position. So you're like, what's clockwise? Well, look that up. You can see it on the internet. Or do you want to add something to that, Lisa? So, whatever. It doesn't. You want to add
clockwise? Yeah, I think you're definitely heading down the right path with this. And there's just so much to share about the chakras. It really would take us a lot longer than 30 minutes to go through it. So yes, we just encourage you to go online and read about this.
Look it up.
But go ahead. Yes, go ahead, Sheree.
Yeah, look up the chakras, because there's seven of them, and you can see what color they are or how they look or whatever. But one of the things that you've got to learn, not you don't have to, but this is about your intuition. When you start working with the chakras on yourself, I would do it on yourself, then you're going to see things. Like I was working with this guy, and I saw that, you know, he had like little black dots in his chakra, and it wasn't exactly a circle. So he says, I think it's because I'm not communicating what I need to communicate. I go, you're right. So anyway, what I did was, you know, I did a long distance alignment, and, you know, or you can do it to yourself, you know, at home, put your hand over your chest and see your chakra and go, okay, God, Jesus, angels, I want to see if there's anything in there. And, you know, I saw little black dots and, you know, and that's how big they were compared to the circle that I saw. So you can ask to see if there's any problems, okay, or not problems, challenges. And, you know, like, you know, your heart is one. And you're going to know what, you know, chakras, you know, like which chakras you have typically have problems with. Like he has third chakra, and his throat it was a perfect color, but was spinning off. It was spinning a little wobbly, and it would, instead of being perfectly circular, it was out long, you know what I mean? And, so we brought it back in. I used my longest healing and I made sure that I put it over, you know, did what I needed to do there so that, it could do better, and now it is. And one of the things that I love about it is that he goes, I've got what I'm going to say when I get back home, or when she gets back home. I said, great, right? So a lot of times it frees you up when you get those chakras working out right, to, you know, like your third chakra, which is in charge of communication, your heart chakra, which is all about love and communication. And, you know, so those are some things that you do. But I would really suggest that we all get, if you don't already have it, I know you do, Lisa, and I do as well, but some people do, or some people don't, but go and get the chakra, just look it up, and you'll see the colors, you'll see how they work and how they operate and what you can do, and align your own, and then you can do it yourself. You can go get a Reiki treatment, which I would suggest, but there's nothing like healing yourself too and getting accustomed to it. And what will happen as you start working with the healing energy and getting the attunements, if that's what you choose to do, pursue Reiki, you're going to start walking in, and when you work on people, you'll see what's going on with their chakras before you even know it. Okay, it's like you'll tune in right away. I used to do that with my daughter and work with her chakras when she was a child, like 4 or 5 years old, and it really helped. So it helped her in school.
It helped her remember, you know, remember things that she was really shy, so she had a hard time reading at first. And then once we started working with her with that was one thing, and eating good and sleeping, all the other things we talked about, then she was able to catch on to reading really quickly and became one of the best readers in her class. And they tested her for academically gifted, and she got it. You know, not that she was extremely academically gifted. I think she is, but I'm her mother, right? And, you know, I think that a lot of it works together. So when I say a lot of it works together, that means we're putting all this stuff in, like, you know, making sure they're working right, it's spinning right, and that they are healthy looking. And you're going to, as you start working with it, then you're going to learn to have the X-ray chakra vision to be able to see things without touching anyone or seeing how they're spinning. You'll tune in right away. It's a great ability to have, and it will help people heal faster, you know. So that's what I have to say about that.
Very true. And you had referenced, you had made a statement about you can heal your life. Well, there's actually a book titled You Can Heal Your Life, and it's by Louise Hay. I strongly encourage you to look up this book, get it on Audible, get the paperback, whatever. This book basically talks about what we have been talking about these past few weeks, although it doesn't reference Reiki, but it's like when you have emotional responses to things in life, that your body responds to it, that can cause issues.
Right.
I mean, I could seriously go on. I really do encourage all of you to at least look at the book, and, you know, maybe you can find it on Amazon or, you know, Thrift Books or something, but it really is a great resource that goes along with what you, Tari, have just been saying this whole time about your body and how your system responds to things. So highly encourage you.
Yeah. I do too, and the one thing about it is you're talking about a book, and that's a great idea because I do Audible because I can multitask. So I get up and I pray and I meditate, but then I do 30 minutes of reading or listening, and the diabetic solution I'm listening to now, and so there's some great Audible books out there. You can get them at the library. My daughter gets a lot of stuff at the library. So you can do that too. But personal development, making yourself a better person, where you can think differently, that's key. You know, reading the Bible. As I said, I try to read a chapter a day. And that can count for your 30 minutes if that's what you want to do. But when you do personal development, a relationship with God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and work on healing your life and your body, nothing you can't do. Nothing you can't do. I mean that. And you get closer to God and have this amazing life, even better than what you got now. That's what I think. So.
Amen to that. Oh, my gosh, yes.
So we're going to run out of time. And Lisa, it's a Labor Day weekend, so rest a little bit. Okay, so I think everybody deserves a rest, which we were talking about earlier. So rest, enjoy your week-long weekend with your family, and we love you, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Right, Lisa?
Yes, thank you all for being a part of our community. We are so grateful. Have a wonderful evening, everyone.
All right, bye. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.